Hello and welcome to NJ Biz Conversations. I'm your host, Jeff Kanige. My guest today is Joseph Uwaisis. He is the CEO of Union County Savings Bank. Joe, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for joining me. I appreciate you taking the time. You're also chairman, if I'm not mistaken. I left that out. You're CEO and chairman of Union County Savings Bank.
Chairman, president, and CEO.
Good.
So, yes.
All right. I didn't want to take a title away from you. I'm glad you joined me today. I'm always interested in talking to bankers because I think you have a real good sense of what's going on in the business community and the economy, given the nature of your work. But I wanted to first hear a little bit about the bank, what's going on there. You're relatively recent in this job. I think you were appointed in March, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. I've been with the bank for 18 months. I spent 6 months as my predecessor, Don Sims, had been with the bank for 57 years, 47 okay. Years, CEO of the bank. And I started 19 months ago as its chief operating officer. Don retired. And so I've actually been the chairman, president, CEO for about 13 months now.
Okay. So, all right. So what did you find when you got there, and how is the bank doing now? You weren't there really during, I guess you were kind of in the height of the pandemic. I'm curious as to how the bank got through that and where you and the staff are now. Are you back to normal? What's business been like at the bank these days?
Yeah, we're back to normal. I sort of caught the tail end of COVID, as far as the restrictions. The bank did fine. We were opened up every single day for business.
Okay.
Employees had alternating schedules, day on, day off, and stuff like that. But we did all the other precautionary things that every other financial institution did, but the bank stayed open every day.
Okay. All right. And how's business these days? I mean, we'll talk a little bit about the economy general. What's going on now? How do you see where the bank is and where it's going to be in the next for the rest of into next year?
Yeah, so Union County Savings Bank, we're located in Elizabeth, New Jersey, which is an LMI community, and the bank serves every our expertise on what we know is really what's happening in Union County and the surrounding areas and towns, right? But that can be extrapolated to other parts of the country as well, simply because Union County is so diverse, right? You can have cities like Elizabeth and Summit where our customers come from. And even though they're only a few miles apart from each other, they're very different worlds.
Right.
And the economy, that area has not been immune to what's been happening in the overall economy, right? Okay. Like everyone says, it's the same sort of things, whether it's, inflation or Ukraine or supply chain or China, being shut down. That affects all of our business customers and our clients. We're no different. And
okay. Well, that's then what I wanted to get to was how the region, I was going to call it Central Jersey. We don't have to call it that. We can call it Union County in general. I'm assuming that the headwinds that you mentioned, the rest of the country is facing, I was particularly interested in inflation and rising interest rates. Interest rates are a double-edged sword for a bank, but I'm curious as to how that's affecting the local economy. Your customers are dealing with the same sorts of things. What are you hearing from them about how they're getting through this and what they expect?
Yeah, if you think about it, right, like a year ago, a 1-year treasury bill was like 20 basis points is what you would get. And now it's over 4%, right? And interest rates, as far as mortgages go, have gone from, a 30-year fixed mortgage to 3% to almost 7.5%. And prime is now over 7%, right? And the Federal Reserve has been pretty relentless with these 75 basis point increases. But you're catching us on a day today where CPI was a little bit underwhelming, which was good for the economy, why the market's up 828 points right now today. And interest rates are coming down because they think that these interest rate hikes have actually started to slow down the cost of everything, which is good. I'm hoping, it's good for the country if rates hopefully stabilize here or get a little bit lower. I just don't think, they're trying to say a soft landing, and I still think they can do that, although it's going to be a really difficult 2023. I think everyone's sort of bracing for that, and our clients and our customers are doing as well.
Okay,
I think in inflation, everything that is guiding the market today is about interest rates. I mean, everything, whether it's the stock market, foreign exchange, you know, like, and even what I was watching today, the first thing I woke up was actually FTX collapse, right? Which is big Bitcoin exchange, you know, and they have an $8 billion shortfall on that. And to me, screams for regulation. And, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, Bitcoin's gone from $65,000 or $70,000 down to $17,000, or I think yesterday hit $15,000 intraday trading. And so the Fed is winning that battle because it's taking these risky price assets out. What I'm afraid is that what they've done is they waited too long to increase interest rates. And now I think at this point they should take a pause because they're sort of going the other extreme. So that's my so hopefully the Fed sees that some of the prices are coming down, sees that the economy is slowing. You're actually reading whether it's Facebook laying off people or Goldman Sachs is quietly had laid off 10% of their of one of their divisions. You're starting to see unemployment. You're starting to see those layoffs happen. So I think they're doing the job. I think they should just pause and wait now because a lot of the economic numbers that they get are so lagging. So I hope that the Fed just eases up on the increasing that. So,
Well, you did you anticipated my next question, which was about the Fed and where they were going. They've a series of relatively large rate increases, three quarters of a point. Have you in your reading of what they've been doing and what they're saying, is that likely this last one, is that likely to be the last interest rate you think of that size? I hear you saying you think it should be, but is that where you see the Fed going?
Well, that's why the market's rallying today because a couple Fed chairs saying that, you know, even though they're going to be raising rates, but just not at this pace. Okay. You know, I think, you know, if you go back 4 or 5 years ago or 6 years ago when they were raising by 25 basis points, that was a really big. At the end of the day, the government printed $4 or $5 trillion, gave it away, and Fed stayed quiet for too long and rates were too low for too long. And now I think, like you said, on the flip side of it, I think they're being really aggressive, which they should be. But now I think it's time to pause and see how hopefully the economic data that they receive gets them to slow down. Because I think there's an opportunity for a soft landing right now for next year. I mean, I think it's going to be a hard year, but I think if you keep increasing at 75 basis points, you really start wrecking some things what they're intending to do, or hopefully they're not.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then leads to the question of what would a soft landing look like? I mean, is that something less than a full blown recession, you think, or is that something that still remains a possibility?
A housing shortage, right? So what people get into is that, you know, some of the numbers that they see, you know, they seem really key on unemployment and housing, right? And I think you're starting to see some of the rent starting to decrease some of those numbers. I think what you're seeing too is that what they have to take into account is that a lot of people, you know, they underbuilt, I think it was like 2 or 3 million houses during COVID, which is the shortage because everyone just stopped. And I think if you sort of look at that, but you also look at the fact that now that people are sitting home, right, and they've got 30-year mortgages that they got at, you know, 2.5, 3.5, you know, and even just at 4%, those people aren't going to move, right? Because now rates are so much higher. So I think what you'll see is you'll see people staying, hopefully, in their house and using home equity lines of credit to go fix up their house rather than moving. So I hope the Fed can see and extrapolate through that data as far as housing starts. Because, you know what I mean, that economic indicator, they can look at it and extrapolate that a lot of people are going to be staying put simply because, you know, why refinance? Like the house, you know, a couple of years ago, you know, if you liked the house across the street, well, you liked it, you could just buy it because, you know, rates had stayed low for so long. But now you're like, wait a minute, if I go there in that house, if I'm in a $600,000 house and I may move into an $800,000 house that I like across the street, you're not going to do that because your interest rates are now, you know, 7.5 or 8% rather than, you know, 3 or 4.
Okay, so I'm curious then about sort of the muscle memory. It's been a while since rates have been increasing like this.
I mean, .com boom a little bit, but you know, like interest rates went down really for the last like 30 or 40 years in this country. Yeah.
Right. So I'm curious as to whether how you see business people and just and consumers reacting to what is, you know, no longer a zero interest rate environment as interest rates are going up, and are they taking that into account? Should they be taking that into account? Are they changing their behavior already? It sounds like what I hear you saying is they are.
Yeah, they are, right? I mean, I think like if you go, you know, to go buy a new car today, right? You know, if you tried to do that, you know, 6 months or a year ago or 18 months ago, you couldn't get it, right? They were right. Six away. But, you know, interest rates on cars, which, you know, have typically over the last 5 or 10 years been very negligible, are now double digits. They're 10, 12, 14, 15% for some, you know, and especially in the used cars, you know, their sort of value went up exponentially during COVID. And now you can see that, whether it's, you know, companies like Carvana or the used car market now, those are starting to decrease in value, those cars, simply because, you know, the supply chain is moving forward. And there's also like one other part of the economy that, you know, why things are rallying today, which is, I'll kind of switch topics, but, you know, I think the country, you know, what was shocking was that the GOP, to me, you know, there was no red wave, right? So there's another economic factor. I know I'm switching topics, but another economic factor was they said, oh, okay, there's going to be this big red wave in inside of a lot of Biden's policies. We're going to, you know, unravel a little bit. Mm-hmm. And the market, at least for today, is sort of paused on that idea until we see the outcome of the GOP for the Senate and the House and see where those numbers kind of lay on each, which I think, it looks like right now, I'm just watching TV on the side of me, that the GOP is going to win the House, right. But the Senate is not going to know for a while. So that's also going to be an overhang on the market until you have a clear winner.
Yeah, and that might not be decided until December with the race in Georgia. Just for our viewers, we're talking basically 2 days after the election, so it's still fresh in our minds, and I think people are still kind of processing exactly what happened, because it was not what many people expected.
No, and you know, and getting back to it, you know, like, you know, our bank, you know, obviously we're being headquartered in Elizabeth, New Jersey, which is very exciting. I love going to Elizabeth every day. I love being in the city every day. And you do get these sort of, you get, because we're so close to North Airport and we're close to the port and we're close, there's a lot of industrial work there, but right. We're very close to towns like Westfield and Cranford. So in our little marketplace, you do sort of get to see and touch all facets of the economy, whether it's some guy working on Wall Street who's coming for a mortgage or a first-time home buyer. You know, we sort of see it all. So in our $2 billion bank, it's to see everything. Okay. It is a little microcosm.
Right. So, well, actually, that raises an interesting question. I mean, I hear a lot about what's going on in Newark and Jersey City. Atlantic City, yeah, obviously, is sort of sui generis. But what's happening in Elizabeth? I mean, how is the city doing? Is it enjoying some of the same sort of redevelopment and growth that some of those other places have?
Yeah, you know what, Mayor Bulwich is, I think he's the longest serving mayor. If I'm hopefully I'm saying it right. I know he's been over for 30 years and
he's been around for a while.
He has been a terrific partner. One of the reasons that I love coming to work is the mayor. He's a lifelong resident of the city. His team that we work aside every day, they're great partners. I think it's the fourth largest city in New Jersey. I think there's 135,000 people who live. Right, yeah. And really the mayor and his team, you can't find a better business partner than I have with the city of Elizabeth. Okay. I mean, and as a matter of fact, our bank is, you know, one of, you hear today, a lot of banks are closing their branches, right? And we're not, you know, we have two branches in Elizabeth, one that we're doing a $1 million renovation to as we speak, which will be completed by the end of the year. And our bank's headquarters is going to be undergoing a $3 to $4 million renovation probably in early 2023. So I'll be in front of the council to, you know, show them the new building and what we're doing. And we're excited about it. You know, we could go anywhere in Union County. And we're, you know, the bank's been headquartered there in Elizabeth. And it's such a vibrant city and it's so culturally diverse and the businesses are so diverse that I know it hasn't had the same, you know, economic explosion as Jersey City has, but it's the next town, the next city to do that.
Okay. Yeah, it's still it's just a couple of stops from Manhattan on the train, on the NJ Transit. So you and as you mentioned, your proximity to the airport and the seaport, it seems like it's got at least a decent foundation to build on.
It does. And what I love about the city too is that, you know, there's terrific restaurants, there's terrific roadways. You know, you can get in and out of it very quickly. And like you said, it's whatever, 12 miles to New York City. Right. It's literally 2 miles to Newark Airport or even to downtown Newark. And it's really a great city. But like I said before, if we didn't have a great partnership with the mayor and his team, you know, it wouldn't work. But he keeps the city running. It's got great firemen, great police department, you know. I love it. I love going there every day. I enjoy it. I love the energy of the city. I always laughed. I always said, like, oh, if this bank was being run in some office park somewhere, I would be bored. And you know what I mean? You're never bored in Elizabeth. And it's just a great partnership, and it gets better all the time. You know, they work with us, you know, whether it's, you know, we're lending to non-for-profits and just doing community activism and involved in a lot of small and LMI loans, small business loans to people. And it's great. I love being there every day. I can't imagine myself. So I sound like a tourist ad for the city, but I do. I enjoy being there every day.
Okay. Well, the city ought to hire you as a marketing a marketing person, because you're an excellent advertisement for it.
Yeah.
One last thing before I let you go. You've been very generous with your time. I'm curious just how you view the economy statewide. We've talked a little bit about that. I think you're saying that you think next year is going to be a tough year. Is that told and the kind of things that we're talking about, inflation, supply chain, hiring, which up until now has been a difficult problem, and then plus the interest rates. What are you expecting statewide next year?
You know, New Jersey's got to make it easier. I know everyone says this all the
Everybody
time.
Everybody does, yes.
I comes out here, but it's like, if you know, if you go to other states and if there's a development, maybe they take 6 months or a year to do. In the state of New Jersey, it could take 3 years or 4 years to develop a piece of property, you know, just too long. It's just too much red tape. It's just and like, I like regulation, right? Like, I believe you need clean water, you need clean air. Government has a role, but the state has got to do a better job on moving these projects along faster. You know, they just do. Even the stuff that I'm trying to do, not in Elizabeth, but in other towns, you know, we see our developers really struggling to get the zoning permits and to get things done. And that's, I know everyone you interview says the same thing, but it's really true. And so hopefully the state can do that. But I think 2023 is going to be, it's going to be a reset year. I think riskier assets they've already repriced. But I think it's a year where you're going to, small businesses really need to monitor cash flow. And that's really the job of a community bank, is to reach out to those small businesses and be a part at this time in the economy. And that's what we try. We try to talk to our customers every day and see how we can help them. That's it.
All right. So, well, great. I hope you'll come back and let us know how things are going, how the reset year is going.
Okay. Yeah, I hope so too. And I'm glad that you caught me. Your interest rates are going down. The market's going up today. So it's a good day. It looks like there's some light at the end of the tunnel. I think this conversation would have been a lot different a week ago, but hopefully this is the soft landing they're talking about, and hopefully interest rates have peaked and away we go. So I'm very.
Okay. We will see then. Joseph Uasis, President, Chairman, and CEO of Union County Savings Bank. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you. And I love reading New Jersey Biz. It's the first thing.
Glad to hear that. We'll also put you on our marketing payroll for that. Thanks very much. And thank you all for watching. Until next time, stay safe, everyone.